الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهداه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات إلى هذا اللقاء المتجدد من قصة الحج والبيت العتيق. Dear brothers and sisters, a new session of the story of Hajj and the ancient house. Yesterday we spoke about the ancient house and also the Hajj. And at the end of the lecture, I asked every one of you to send me email with the benefits of that session, of that portion of the story. However, I only received one single email in this regard from Sister Bint Muhammad, Jazakallahu Khair. And she said that the benefits from the story of Hajj and the ancient house is that Ibrahim's wife, or Ibrahim, his wife, and Lut alayhi salam, were the only Muslims in Babel. And when his people did not stop their shirk, and when his people did not stop their shirk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed them to migrate to Sham. Migration from the land of shirk is very much like, yani, this is one of the absorbed benefits one of the benefits that Sister Muhammad absorbed. But said that migration from the land of shirk and kufr to the land of Islam and faith is obligatory. It's not only much like, but it is even obligatory. And also one of the benefits that she talked is that Sarah asked for Allah's help when the king intended evil on her. Ask for Allah's assistance and help, he will help. Now, we got that. Listen, whenever you need a help, you ask from Allah Ta'ala and trust Allah Ta'ala will give it to you, so Allah will give it to you. Also, one of the benefits that she got yesterday is that Ibrahim alayhi salam called people to worship Allah alone whenever he went. Called people to Tawheed wherever you are. Naam, wherever you want. Naam, this is haq, this is true. We, from what Ibrahim alayhi salam done during his journey, wherever he went to, such when he was in Babel and then when he crossed Egypt and then reached to a Sham. In all these times, Ibrahim alayhi salam called to Tawheed. First in Babel, he told his father and his people not to worship the idols. On the way to Sham, he told the king who used to call people to worship him, told him and his people not to worship other than Allah. And then he told him that Allah which Allah is to be worshipped, is the one who gives lives and takes lives. But that arrogant king said and claimed that he also can give lives and take lives, and then he, as in the whole story, he commanded his people to bring in someone who is just to sentence and so he released one and killed one, and he claimed that he gives lives and takes lives. Now, and also Ibrahim alayhi salam in Ash-Sham, he came to those people who worship the stars, the moon, the sun, and he showed them that these all false deities. And even when he was dying, he said to his children, now, yani, now, these are the benefits we get from this part of the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. To the rest of these benefits that Sister Bint Muhammad Dizam al Khair have recorded and sent to the email. One second, please. Now, Ibrahim alayhi salam called the people to go for Hajj, to come to the Ansit house in Mecca for Hajj. Just before that, when Ibrahim alayhi salam brought Hajar to Faran, the mountains of Faran, along with his son Ismail, and he went back to Sham. On the way he said, Rabbana innani askantu min dhurriyyati biwadin ghayri dhi zar'in 'inda baytika al-muharram ربنا ليقيم الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم. He asked Allah Ta'ala, saying that I've left part of my family by your holy mosque or holy house by the valley which has no plants, meaning no water, no plants. So, O Allah, turn the hearts of people towards them. So Allah Ta'ala accepted this dua from Ibrahim, and He Subhanahu wa Ta'ala bequeathed that the dam of Ma'rib in Yemen to collapse and towns of Ma'rib to be flooded. So people run away from the flood, looking for another place to settle in, up until they reached this place called Faran. And they knew it very well because of the journeys of business from Yemen to Ash-Sham that they used to make. So when they came by that place, they found that there are some birds they found that there are some birds around, yani flying over the area, so they said that these birds would not fly if there is no water. So they sent someone to that dry valley to chase the news, and he found what he was shocked for. He found that there is water fountain, and by that water there is only a single woman, with a newborn baby. So so he came back. He came back to the to the people of Jurhum. That is a tribe which moved from Yemen. So when Jurhum came to Hajar, although Hajar was alone, single, there, weak, she was just delivered a baby. But she asked them, or they asked first of all, they asked her permission to, they asked her to allow them stay with her in that place. She said, yes, you may stay, but with a reward. You have to pay me. You have to work and pay me. So they agree, and Allah Ta'ala made them not to arrest her and take her as a captured lady, while they were able to, but Allah Ta'ala defended her because of her sincerity and faith and submission to Allah's destiny. And this is another lesson that we people of today may take, because in many occasions we are found not in a real and good trust with Allah Ta'ala, but we trust our own muscles, our own buckets, our own ability, which is nothing without Allah's permission. These stories are not to be said only for us to enjoy and know something about the history, but give the lessons in our lives to ourselves. That is how we should be, but not as so many people do today with these kind of stories. Jurhum came and started with Hajar in this place, which is known at that time by the mountains of Farad. Ibrahim alayhi salam kept going, coming between Sham and Mecca, between his two families, Sham, Sarah, and her son, which was which Allah Ta'ala gave her a while after Hajar left Sham. And in Mecca, his other family, Hajar and her son Ismail alayhi salam. Ismail grew up as a child who was not Arab, because neither his father nor his mother were from the Arabs. Because at that time, both Iraq and Egypt were not Arabs. Iraq was for the Kaldaniyin and Egypt was for Kanaaniyin, and both were not Arabs. And Hajj was from Alexandria, and Alexandria were Christians, but she became Muslim. So Ismail grew up amongst the Arabs, and as it is said in the history that Ismail alayhi salam learned Arabic, spoke Arabic, and became more fluent than the Arabs in Arabic. And he married from the Arabs, the first wife, but he divorced her because Ibrahim alayhi salam, in one of his journeys, he stopped by his son's house and knocked the door, and this woman came out and he asked her about Ismail, and she said that he's gone to hunt for them something to eat. And when he alayhi salam asked her about their life, she said terrible, no income, no food, and she never said alhamdulillah. So Ibrahim alayhi salam said to her, when your husband comes back, give him my salam and tell him to change he said to her, when your husband returns back from hunting, give him my salam and tell him to change his door cell. To change his very shawl. Ismail understood from that he was his father, and he commanded him to divorce this woman. And so he divorced her and married another one, which was very grateful to her, Nord. And from this part of the story, we understand and we learn that we have to be dutiful and grateful to our Lord. So we learn that we have to be grateful to our Lord for whatsoever, much or less, He gives us. And then Ibrahim alayhi salam came to Ismail in one of the journeys, and he said to him that my Lord commanded me to build up a house in here for him, so people come and pray and they come for Hajj. Will you help me? Ismail said, yes, father. And this shows us another lesson that we, the children, must be obedient to our parents, even if we do not find them so kind to us. Even if we find them do not even ask about us. Even if we find them very harsh against us. Even if we find them abandoning us, yet we have to be grateful to them. Look to Ismail when his father told him that I saw in a dream, that Allah Ta'ala commanded me to build up a house in this place. Will you help me? He said, yes, father. And he helped him. As Allah Ta'ala said, إبراهيم القواعد من البيت وإسماعيل. And remembering Ibrahim alayhi salam was raising up the house upon the foundations, helping him is, and Ismail was helping him. And then in another journey, Ibrahim alayhi salam said to his son Ismail, our son, said, يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك. قال يا أبا تفعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين. يا الله تعالى said that Ibrahim عليه السلام said to his son, oh son, I saw in the dream, I saw a dream that I'm slaughtering you. Ismail did not hesitate to say to his father, oh father, do whatever you are commanded to do. You may find me very patient. So I took him, and this is a big, great lesson for us, all children. Even if we are adults or old, we are still children to our parents, and we have to be obedient to them, but not in the disobedience of Allah. Whenever they command us, our disobedience of Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salam took his son Ismail away from people to Mina to slaughter him. And he got his knife with him, sharpened well. And when he was near about where the great Jamratul Aqaba today, the shaitan appeared there for him saying, oh Ibrahim, he appeared in a form of man, advising him, oh Ibrahim, what for you slaughtered your son, your only son, that Allah Ta'ala gave you in after a long age, a long life, long time waiting for him, so Allah Ta'ala gave it to you now. Is it for a dream that you slaughtered your son, your only son? Ibrahim alayhi salam knew that this is the shaitan, and the shaitan cannot be an advisor. Although this was a good advice, but he knew that the shaitan only wants him to disobey his Lord. So he grabbed 7 stones, or he grabbed stones, and he started throwing them one by one towards the direction of the shaitan. And by the 7th stone, the shaitan disappeared. So Ibrahim moved from that place to another place. Here we have a lot of benefits. First, we got to know who the advisors are, who the true advisors are, and who the false advisors are. It's not anything said to you must be the good advice or the advice. It might be a trap. It might be a deception or a deceiving. So you have to be careful of that. As so many people today, they act like advisors, but from the inside they are only haters of this person being given love from Allah Ta'ala. And the second lesson we get from this portion of the story of the Hajj and the Aisha's house is that whenever we disobey Allah in a place, or we find in ourselves a kind of change, then we have to change this place because it is a place where shaitan is staying and using as a laboratory for him to misguide mankind. So we have to change that place. At the end of Ibrahim alayhi salam, in the third jamra, where the third jamra is today, he slaughtered his son and he ran the knife, but the knife, although it was very sharp, did not cut by the command of Allah. Ismail looked at him and he said, "Oh father, maybe the feeling of a father stopped you from slaughtering me. But I tell you something." He said to him, "When you take me there, when you brought me to slaughter me, when you brought me to slaughter me, you put my face to the floor, so you don't look at my face, and then become very emotional." So the son is guiding his father how to slaughter him. Subhanallah. Son guides his father how to slaughter him. So Allah Ta'ala said, "Ya Ibrahim," Allah Ta'ala said, "فَبَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحِ الْعَظِيمِ." Well, replaced Ismail with a great sheep to be, a great goat to be slaughtered, that was brought by the angel Jibreel alayhi salam from the heavens. Jibreel got that sheep or goat from the heavens, which was raised in the heavens and there in the heavens this sheep or goat was raised up, so it became very meaty and fatty, and that is why we today swear in the day of Hajj al-Akbar, the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, whether we are Hajjaj or we are not. And from this portion we get the lesson that whoever obeys Allah, even in the times of difficulties, Allah Ta'ala will find him a way to come out of all difficulties and to turn them to ease. So we Muslims must trust our Lord, and we get the lessons from such stories. And inshallah Ta'ala will continue tomorrow with the story of Hajj and the ancient house, and we're going to show, or we're going to speak about the description of the Hajj of Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and get the benefits from there inshallah ta'ala, and now we end up our session. May Allah ta'ala make us from those who listen to the truth and good and take it and be upon it and avoid all evil. May Allah ta'ala protect us from all what can harm us in our lives of this world and in the hereafter. May Allah ta'ala fill our hearts with iman and love of His subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now if you have any questions, you may raise your hand to raise the questions. والله تعالى أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.